Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Robin is off today. It's Here and Now. And let's get to the storm. Thousands of flights have been canceled at airports across the East Coast as that monster winter storm begins to dump ice and snow on an area stretching from the Ohio Valley to New England. Tom Nizzle is the Weather Channel's winter weather expert. He's with us from Atlanta. And Tom, this is a big one.
Wow, it's a blockbuster storm. And, you know, there will be tens of millions of people from Virginia all the way up through D.C. into Philadelphia and even New York City, Long Island, that are going to be impacted heavily by this storm.
And the bullseye would be D.C.?
Boy, right now, from what we can see, the bullseye is going to be just to the west of the D.C. area, may even include part of the metro area, and we're talking as much as 2 feet of snowfall and blizzard conditions that could last for a 24-hour period of time. I think I would describe this storm as bad as any storm can get on the East Coast, in particular the combination of heavy snow and strong winds for that extended period of time.
What is causing this? Where did this storm system come from?
Oh, it's, you know, as a meteorologist, I will digress a second and call this an amazing choreographed dance of Mother Nature. It's all of these ingredients in the atmosphere that began out over the North Pacific Ocean that have cut across the U.S. and set up a pattern to produce this blockbuster monster storm.
Is this El Nino related?
You know, in a general sense, the pattern that El Nino produces is conducive to these types of storms. So although it's not a direct relationship, I do believe that this type of pattern at least can produce these types of blockbuster nor'easter storms.
And I know that you are watching what all of these cities are doing. We saw Washington, D.C. have a lot of trouble dealing with just about an inch of snow the other day. But cities preparing all across the East Coast, we know that some airports have decided already to shut down all of their flights for part of the weekend.
These are all excellent preemptive moves to lessen the impacts on the public. And it has been, from a meteorological standpoint, very interesting to see how well our suites of computer models that we use have been in such good agreement days out in highlighting the exact area and the exact impacts that we're going to see across the Mid-Atlantic and into the Northeast.
What kind of airports are likely to be affected by this for people who are traveling through this area?
Boy, everything from south to north, from Charlotte up through Raleigh and then in through the D.C. hubs, in through Philadelphia, and then finally into the New York hubs, Newark, LaGuardia, and JFK will all be greatly impacted by this system through a good part of the weekend.
What are you expecting in New England from this storm? Anything?
Very, very tough call here as we go from New York City northward. It is a very big difference in snowfall on the northern edge of the system. It cuts off rapidly. So right now, as you get into the Boston area, we're only predicting a couple of inches of snow. Just to the north of New York City, we're looking at about 4 inches of snow, maybe in the White Plains area for those familiar with that region. But a mere 40 or 50 miles south of the city itself, we could see as much as 16 inches of snow. That gives you some idea as to how difficult the forecast is going to be on that north side of the storm.
And on the southern edge of this storm, some ice expected.
Yeah, this is also a classic situation where places like Charlotte into Raleigh, North Carolina, will have cold air down at the surface and warm air comes in above that far south. That sets up a period of freezing rain and sleet in that area, and travel in those areas is going to be greatly affected by the glazing of ice on roadways. There may be enough ice in those areas by the time this event is over to cause power outages from branches and power lines coming down.
And something else people should be aware of if they live along the coast is that this storm may bring some serious coastal flooding.
Absolutely. There will be some serious coastal flooding. And, you know, we're looking at areas all the way from the Delmarva Peninsula right up through Long Island Sound. Those areas all have to be prepared for the impacts that we can see from coastal flooding and erosion. And in particular, I think this is going to occur late tonight, right in through the Saturday time frame.
Tom, on the East Coast, it's been a relatively mild winter so far. What are you expecting as you look forward after this storm for the rest of the winter across the Northeast?
Well, that's a very good question. In the short term, at least, once this storm is by the end of the weekend, conditions improve, the weather conditions quiet down a bit. But in a typical El Nino pattern like this, we have a very active southern jet stream in the atmosphere, and storms track along that. All you need is some cold air to produce snow, and it's still not out of the question to see additional cold air outbreaks into New England and the Northeast through the rest of the winter. So the prescription is really there for the potential for additional snowstorms.
So we could have some pretty big blizzards this year.
Yeah, and that could very well occur in between longer periods of relatively milder weather. So it is going to be a very interesting winter, and we're going to have to watch this carefully. This is one of those winters where you don't want to get caught off guard because of storms like this.
That's Tom Nizzle, the Weather Channel's winter weather expert. Tom, thank you.
You're welcome.